Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The day has turned into a pleasant evening across Israel. Skies are largely clear over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with a gentle breeze sweeping through Haifa. It's a warm night ahead, perfect for a stroll or dinner under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, Maariv reports that Hezbollah attempted to down an Air Force fighter jet in southern Lebanon, triggering alerts at two sensitive sites in Israel, just 2 hours ago. Also, Times of Israel covers diplomatic correspondent Lazar Berman discussing upcoming talks between Lebanon and Israel and a proposal concerning Iran, earlier today. Also this hour, Walla notes that EU ministers decided to impose sanctions on violent settlers in Judea and Samaria, according to Reuters. Separately, I-24 News earlier reported the tragic death of IDF soldier Alexander Glovanyov near the Lebanon border. And finally, Maariv Business highlights that Rami Levy has no competitors in its field, being cheaper than Carrefour and others by a margin. From X, the latest. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about psychological operations targeting residents of Kiryat Shmona, warning them to flee. Danny Dannon, an Israeli politician, posted earlier today rejecting the EU sanctions decision, calling it political and unfounded. I24N. EYS English, an Israeli international news broadcaster, posted that Yaki Dayan discussed options for dealing with enriched uranium in Iran, including regime change or military action. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the attempted downing of an Israeli fighter jet. According to Maariv, Hezbollah fired a missile at an aircraft in southern Lebanon, prompting an IDF response. This incident underscores rising tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. It also raises concerns about regional stability. Turning to diplomatic developments, the Times of Israel reports on the upcoming talks between Lebanon and Israel. Discussions will likely address recent tensions and proposals concerning Iran. The talks are crucial as they could affect regional diplomacy and security. Meanwhile, EU ministers have decided to sanction violent settlers in the West Bank, as reported by Walla. Reuters indicates that this decision may strain Israel-EU relations further. Israel's response could impact future diplomatic engagements. In related news, I-24 News shared that an IDF soldier, Alexander Glovanyov, was killed near the Lebanon border. His death adds to the gravity of the current conflict. It may influence military strategies and public sentiment in Israel. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports a surprising stock surge for an Israeli software company, recording $351 million in first quarter revenues. This highlights the tech sector's resilience and growth. Globes reveals that Microsoft's Israel chief is living amid ethical controversy involving Azure used by the Ministry of Defense. This departure may impact Microsoft's operations and reputation in Israel. And finally, Maariv Business discusses Rami Levy's dominance in the supermarket sector, offering lower prices than competitors like Carrefour. This positions Rami Levy as a leader in the market, especially ahead of the Shavuot holiday. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.